Here with me I have Jay Johnston with Richie Feed and Seed, and you are from Canada, sir?
Yep, Ottawa, Canada. Yep.
All right. Well, first of all, what do you think about this Global Dairy 500 conference?
Oh, this is the second one I've been to, and it's tremendous because you get to talk to people from all over the world and find out that you either have unique problems or everybody has the same problem.
Well, from what I've been hearing and talking with different producers, it sounds real similar right now around the world and some real challenges financially.
It is not a fun time. I've been doing this for almost 30 years, and I've never seen it this tight. And it doesn't really matter where you are. It's pretty ugly out there. And you just have to look at the news from Belgium this morning, and I feel sorry for them.
Well, tell me what kind of advice or information you presented to the group here today.
Well, the gist of it was we're probably leaving 15 to 20% efficiency on the table. We're buying all this product that you may not even have to need or use. We're growing products that can be used better. There's too many times you just take the easy way out for an analysis, and when times are good, it doesn't matter. When they're not good, when you're leaving a couple of liters of milk on the table, that's just not something you can afford.
I think I heard you say that you could have testing done at multiple labs and get multiple results, right?
I did say that. It's unfortunate, but there are some top-line labs, but everybody is using different, a lot of them are using different techniques, and it's really frustrating to try and figure out who's doing what.
So then it becomes very important to know the company and know the type of, or maybe the way that they are doing that kind of testing for you.
Exactly, and the next thing is that once you've done it, once you're used to somebody, for heaven's sake, don't be switching between labs, because then you got to recalibrate the whole system. But it's unfortunate, but that's just the way life is.
So your topic was titled Shaping the Future, Trends and Technologies. What are some of the trends you might want to point to?
Well, what we're doing is we're trying to get that 20% back. And this new protein product that we're working on is really turning out to be pretty cool to work with. And when you start talking about 25, 30 cents a day price or cost saving, that's pretty substantial. So it won't fix all the problems, but it'll fix a good number of them.
And that product being?
Well, I don't think they even have a name for it yet. So you can call it whatever you want. It's a product that Dr. Chikarico and I are working on, and I guess the marketing folks haven't decided yet. I think they're going to call it Ruminate, but I don't know.
So what is the value benefit to this technology then?
Well, right now we're working on, I mean, I come from Canada, and components really count, and we're getting a big bang for our buck that way. And exclusive of the components, we're just shy of 30 cents a day lower cost. But you're going to have to feed a lot more forage. We're going to be up in the mid-60s, and that calls for adequate supplies, needless to say.
So any kind of final word of advice you might offer to dairy farmers?
Just keep smiling. This is going to get a whole lot better a lot sooner than later. I cannot believe we've made it through the last year and a half, and boy, I hope it stops soon.
Thank you very much, Jay Johnston with Richie Feed and Seed, who is one of our presenters here at the Global Dairy 500 Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.